Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
Good morning. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I have been fixing things. In fact, I have to go back to the campground and fix my bicycle because the tire went flat.
You lost the tire last night. Yep. I hate when that happens.
Put a flat spot on it. That was all those burnouts I was doing.
Yeah, and that's on a front wheel, no less.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of flat spots.
Oh, man.
Well, talk about the world's worst intro. We have with us today Vic Krause, Warbirds of America. Good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Dave. Good to be here.
Well, you certainly know about fixing a lot of things then.
Yeah, well, I learned from my son. You know, he's the master of the wrenches. He's the one you probably saw in the campground doing the wheelies on the scooter.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, only one?
Yeah.
You know, we were up there yesterday at Warbird Alley, and there was a Corsair up there. And painted on the cowling is kind of a modified pirate logo. The skull is a piston, and the crossbones are wrenches. Yeah. And I think the group's called the Jolly Wrenchers.
Jolly Wrenches.
Instead of the Jolly... Roger.
Right.
There
right.
you go. Yeah, I saw that same thing. Yeah, pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
A lot of cleverness at this EAA Air Adventure.
Yep.
People let their imaginations run wild.
Well, that's because our pocketbooks can't. But anyway.
There are a lot of smart alecks out there is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, you know, the thing that that I noticed yesterday is that you guys have three Corsairs parked over in the Warbirds.
You didn't get the memo.
No, I didn't. We never get the
memos.
Oh,
you were supposed to have five?
I went out this morning. Gentlemen, ladies, five Corsairs are on Warbird Alley.
That's
at the north end. That is the most Corsairs, and I've been coming 30 years or so. And that is the most Corsairs have been on this field since the year 2000. Now, considering there's, 10, 11, 12 flying in this country today?
Yeah.
That's over approximately 50%. Of the Corsair fleet is right here in Oshkosh at Warbird Alley. Incredible, really.
Wait a minute. What we ought to do is put out a call and tell the other Corsair owners, yo, get your planes out here. Let's set a record.
You're missing the boat. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
How about that number 115? That Corsair John Lane and his wife restored 38,000 man hours. It's sitting down there at the end.
38,000.
It looks like it just came out of the factory.
Astonishing. They have to look better than when they came out of the factory.
I'll tell you, you're talking about Warbird Alley, and you got five Corsairs, you got two gorgeous TBM events, you got some Hellcats, you got a
Sky Raider.
Wait a minute,
right?
You got a Hellcat sitting down there.
There's a Hellcat, a Wildcat. There's cats everywhere. I walked through this morning about six bells, and I thought, am I at Air Venture Oshkosh, or am I on the deck of the Intrepid? It is in all the Marine and Navy hardware down there, and they're doing a big deal about that at that Warbirds in Review at 1 o'clock today. You got to see that Warbird Alley. It honestly looks like a carrier deck, World War II.
Well, yeah, just the way you guys have built the place, it's gorgeous.
Great job.
Yeah.
How about the P-51s? Who's seen 15 of those things there the day before the show opens? It's been a number of years before we've seen that many Mustangs.
I've never seen that many.
Tell you what, there's some excitement and there's electric and energy going on all over the grounds here. But particularly, I see a huge resurgence. The boys have opened up the checkbooks and they're buying Avgas and they're bringing the heavy metal. That it is populated by so many planes. They're going to fill Fighter Town. I'm sure they'll fill it today.
Wow.
Sweet.
So you can probably get that ride you always wanted.
Yeah, well, I keep trying.
Are you kidding? I want to sit in a cockpit and help the cat and make engine noises.
The health cat? What?
The health cat.
What a year. And the air show's coming up. Yeah. How about it? The 75th anniversary of VE Day, VJ Day. How about the 80th anniversary of Battle of Britain?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. We got some heavy stuff coming up. The Torah guys are here.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing show, as we all know. Just
you
amazing.
Know, speaking of Torah, there's a converted T6 there. That's quite the movie and television star that's up for sale.
You know, it's selling so cheap, my wife said, don't you even think about it. No, I mean, it's so tempting. I mean, who wouldn't want a piece of that action? That plane is a movie star.
It is.
So, very cool.
There's an aircraft broker back there. You had an L-19. There was a pair of T-28s. Bunch of stuff for sale.
Mark Clark, good old friend of mine out of Rockford. Good boy. Courtesy Aircraft. And he's been a prime mover and shaker in this warbird movement for probably a good 30, 40 years. So always good to see him. I ran into him the other day at Jeff's on Rugby. And yeah, great guy. You got to see, he's got quite an inventory up here. And
he sure does.
Yeah, fun stuff. How about those reenactors? Did you check out the camp yet?
We saw it. I haven't been over there yet.
They're really expanding it. They got a Vietnam section they're going to try and put together. The Vietnam guys are going to be getting a lot of recognition at this one with that Yellow Ribbon Honor flight that went to D.C. this morning. They're going to have a big – oh, no, that's Friday. Take it back. It'll be Friday. They'll be going to D.C. Coming back, they'll recover here at Osh, have a big parade. They're really getting their due, and it's good to see that happening, too. Big parade for them. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're on the air, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
There's at least three people listening.
Can you use the now, I don't know what the FCC, they got a lot of rules. I mean, there's a lot of rules. I know mostly the FAA. You guys are the FCC guys. I know the FAA rules. But can you use the B word on the radio?
Which would be what, B-52?
Well, I was thinking, as a matter
wrong
of fact.
Wrong era. We got,
no, you're right. But anyway, I was thinking the B word. You got, and on the field, we got what, the B 52.
Yeah.
And then you got the B-17, you got a B-24, you got a B-25, a B-20. I'm thinking you got a B there. It's just
there you go.
Absolutely.
It's about the bees. They're all over the place. You got to see them.
They're swarming all over this.
I'm telling you what. Yeah.
He's a good copywriter.
You know, speaking of the bees, Fifi will be here, I believe, on Saturday.
Ah, the only flying one. They're building one up, aren't they? Wichita.
Right. Doc.
Right. Doc.
Yep.
Have you heard anything from the crew of Doc?
I heard that they're getting ready to do some of the initial flight testing. It isn't going to make it here this year, but you know what? Next year might be the magic year when there's two of those B-29s here at Air Venture.
Wouldn't that be a sight to
see? It will be a sight. Absolutely.
It'll be a sound.
Oh, wait a minute. You guys got a Lancaster coming in too, don't you?
B-24, right?
No, that's a Liberator.
That's a Liberator.
That's the Lib.
The Lancaster's
the English one.
Right.
With the Merlin motors and
it's
all
the that. P-51s glued together.
Yeah, right. all those parts flying around.
No,
yeah.
The English would say it's mosquitoes glued together.
Yeah, there you go.
And speaking of that, you've got a mosquito
out
there.
A flying mosquito.
Well.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. Not only has there been a large volume of warbirds coming, I think the most that we've seen since the, you know, 07, 08, where we had such an economic downturn, I think there's a huge resurgence of energy in the warbird community and in the GA community, too. I took a hike way down to...
Who told you to do that?
Yeah.
It wasn't us.
About seven or eight people said, would you take a hike? So I did. I went down to the south end just to... And get ready for this. I saw yesterday, this is probably a first. I've been coming 30 years. This has never happened before. 4 T-bones, twin bonanzas. The old D-50 T-bones from the 1950s and 60s. 4 of them in a row. I don't know that I've ever seen 4 of them here all at one time. All 4 of them were in a row. And these, I mean, you're probably thinking, what's this warbird guy care about GA planes? But let me tell you something. Those T-bones, the first 2 years of production from Beechcraft, the Army confiscated the first 2 years of production and called them U-78s. They are such an incredibly strong airplane. And to the looks of them, it looks like a piece of Art Deco flying through the air. If anybody gets to the south end, they're at about row 100. You better put on your hiking shoes. But what a beautiful sight to see 4 of those old T-bones sitting there in all their glory. And they're so pretty. The guys have just, you know, painted and polished and, you know,
lavished. Love, yes.
Perfect word, lavish. I like that. I've always loved the word
That's
lavish.
That's a good word, yes. Sir.
Thank you. I'm writing that down.
Well, now you guys have got all of these aircraft, and you're going to be spaced out over Warbird Alley. Are you still having those guided tours?
I never thought you would ask. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
And in fact, one is probably starting in about 4 minutes from 9 to 3 every single day. And you know me, I called it the best kept secret at Oshkosh Air Venture. Free adventure tour tram rides narrated, perfect for families, first timers, veterans, just you name the people on this field, they'll get something out of that tram tour. And it's about a 45-minute ride. It commences over just on the west side of Warbird Alley at the Warbird Command training headquarters. So, yeah. Excellent ride.
I'm definitely going to come down there and do it. I did it a couple of years ago. Well worth the time.
We got a whole new bunch of narrators. We went out on a test flight and yesterday and did a lap and
test train. Flight. That must be a fast tram.
Must be.
Yeah, we got a John Deere super speed tractor.
Yeah. But
yeah. Anyway, we're all loaded for bear and ready for anybody that wants to come down and have fun on that tram ride.
Let's jump eras now.
Okay.
We were reading last night that you have the world's oldest jet, an F-86A model, coming.
Yes, I that is affirmative. That's going to be here at Air Venture. Like I said, beside the volume of planes we're having, the variety is staggering. I mean, it's just a dizzying number of aircraft. And, you know, I always pride myself. I know a lot about these airplanes. I know what that one is of this and that and the numbers and the letters. There are some aircraft here. I was just baffled. And there's some sharp cookies that knew what they were. But there is some just amazing airplanes. There's a... Spanish-built Messerschmitt out right. there?
Yeah, we were looking at that yesterday. My son knew that immediately. Oh, that's the Hispano one.
Your son's a pretty sharp cookie because I looked at that. Yeah, well.
It's an airplane, right?
But nevertheless, just a great variety of aircraft all over the place, but particularly up at that north end. So, yeah, we encourage everybody, you know, come on up to the north side and take a look at the Warbird stuff. We've got a lot going on up there.
And I was
going
to say, once again, let's put the call out. Hey, Warbird owners, you know, get off your butts. Get that credit
card
warmed
up. It's still not
too
late, huh?
Let's get these planes out here.
Yeah,
I'd love to see a record turnout this year.
And I certainly appreciate your enthusiasm and energy, but I got to tell you, it's not even 9 o'clock. These guys, they won't even know they got a hangover till about 11. Let's talk to them guys about 1:30 and see if they're over the headache. And
that
and
comes with it.
Remember,
huh? It comes with the airplane.
Well, you know, hopefully there's, you know, a couple of Warbird owners out there that are listening to this and saying, you know, maybe I ought to get out there. Definitely.
Hope so.
I hope they show up.
Gentlemen, a real pleasure. Really fun with you guys.
Yep. It's always good to have you here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And we will make our presence known down there in Warbird Alley for sure.
Oh, brother.
One other
That's
thing.
That's ominous
I
sounding.
What?
3 A-26s. I've
never here
seen
we go.
3 A-26s.
Difference between an A-26 and a B-26, real quick.
One down there. Difference?
Yeah.
Well, you got the letter A, and right next to that is B.
Okay, good. I'm glad we ironed that out.
Am I okay on that?
We had a big discussion about that last night.
And we will have another one later. Yes. Anyway. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.